Okay, so in this morning's practice period, we're going to practice the first two contemplations of the body group. Breathing in long, one knows I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one knows I breathe out long. Breathing in short, one knows I breathe in short. Breathing out short, one knows I breathe out short. So what these two instructions are getting at, in a way he's already said, setting the mindfulness for always mindful, the meditator breathes in, the meditator breathes out. So before we even get to these two instructions, he sort of said, come on to the breath, just notice the breath. And then more specifically, he's saying, breathing in long, I know I breathe in long, breathing out long. So really what we're doing here is just becoming aware of the breath. So we're sort of establishing the practice in the breath. And what we're going to do this morning is just help us reawaken in a way, or have a bit fresher awareness of the breath. So it can become a little bit habitual how we're aware of the breath. And I think it's quite true to say we all know how to breathe. You know, it's not something where you're going to have to learn how to breathe here. But in a way, what we want to do is get away from such a habitual relationship to the breath that we don't actually experience it as it's happening. So we have this idea, I'm breathing, and we don't even experience the breath in the body. Satipatthana Sutta says we experience the body in the body, which means we are aware of the physical experience and what's happening with our body. At least that is there. There might be thoughts that cognize what's happening, but we can't not have the part where we're actually aware of the body when we practice the body, tetrad. So there's going to be three things we can look at just to help us. There's the location, where in the body is the breath, and there's different ways to approach that. The duration, so is it relatively long or short, and then the quality, which is the characteristics, the flavor of the breath. Is it rough, smooth, silky, that kind of thing? Easy, or feels difficult, tight. Yeah, and again, all this without thinking there's something that's supposed to be happening, yeah, and then rejecting what is happening because it's not what you think is a spiritual breath or all those funny things that we get up to. So we're just going to have a little bit of an exercise where for a few minutes you'll specifically notice the location of the breath. There's different ways to approach location. What we're going to do is just notice where we feel the breath most prominently, and that might move. So it's kind of like, where in the body is the breath now? So as you're breathing, you might notice it first around the nostrils, and then you might notice something happen in the throat, and then you may not notice anything until down in the belly. And it might seem like you don't notice anything at all for a while until the next in-breath. It's whatever you actually notice. You might notice it's your back moving, or you might feel it's your foot in which you notice it in. So it's not so much about human anatomy. We're not doing a human anatomy scientific investigation. It's more just where the breath presents itself to your body as it does. And then I'll prompt you to just notice the duration of the breath. We'll just sense it. Does it feel long or short? Again, there's no universal answer. It's not like the metric system, where there is somewhere, there's a definition of what a long and a short breath is, and you need to get your ruler out, yeah? It's just a way to notice what's happening. So the answer doesn't matter whether you classify it as long or short. It's just a sense. Does it feel sort of longish or shortish? And there's no right answer, really. And actually, from sit to sit, the breath's going to change. From moment to moment, it's going to change. And then the last, for a few minutes then, we'll notice the quality, and I'll give you some options for that, you know, coarse, rough, energetic, sleepy, those kinds of things. And then we'll go ahead and just do a full sit with one stage on location, one stage on duration, and one stage on quality.